Hello.
Hi, this is Myra with Family First. Am I speaking with Joyce Whitley?
Yes.
Hi, Joyce. This is your coordinator with Family First. How are you feeling today?
I'm fine. Well, get to the point.
Hi. Well, I was calling you because I received a message from you from yesterday from Sheriff, your caregiver. He informed me that you were at the ER, but I wanted to follow up on that. Were you admitted to the hospital, or did you get back home right away?
You know what they did? Okay, like when the ambulance came and got me, they was there with me for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, the nurse said to came and said to them, we have a bed ready for Mrs. Woodley. So they told them they could leave, and they was going to take me up to my room. You know where they took me? Took me upstairs in a hallway where you get the elevator off and on. I stayed there for about an hour and a half. I said, we're not doing this. I'm not standing in a hallway. Take me home. All right?
Okay.
Then one supposed to be a nurse had syringes already open. I said, why you got them? I said, they supposed to be, you open them when you're in front of a patient. I said, I wouldn't trust you. And then another one comes in, said he's a registered nurse. I said, what's that other tag behind it? All right, guess what it says. Okay, he oversees them. I said, I'll be down. Then I said, y'all take me home. I'm not going to sit here in a hallway.
But were you back home on yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, you just needed to make sure of that. And also, are you still living on the same address on the 5538 Windsor Avenue?
Why you want to know that?
This is just for the report, to follow up.
You follow up this. I will never go back. Okay?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Because the last time I've been there when I had my daughter. My daughter passed away about 13 years ago. She had cerebral palsy. They said she wouldn't live to be but 9 years old.
Mm.
She lived to be 21. In 2 weeks, my baby would have turned 22. Because CHOP was taking her records out the emergency room. So I took her to Baltimore, Maryland. They wanted to do emergency surgery on her. And then I told them no. And then so they said, we got good doctors in Philly. And then they said, Mrs. Woodley, they got her the best. And St. Christopher's. St. Christopher, they'll take them up to 32 years old. Okay? Because they even gave me a police escort to St. Christopher Hospital. And they took care of her very well.
Okay, but I'm a little bit confused right now. Then what is your correct address?
Why you want to know for who?
This is for Family First, your home care agency. So I need to make sure of your address.
My address is the same, 5538 Windsor Avenue.
Okay.
And then my caregiver, he was there at the hospital too.
Okay.
Because the ambulance had to come and get me. Okay? And then you know what they did, ma'am? They had a nerve to, we've been there for like when the ambulance bring you, that's 2 hours, 40 minutes. And I told them, I'm going to call them, they came down and told, we have a room for Mrs. Woodley. You know what they had? When they took me upstairs, a hallway, you know, where you get the elevators.
Yep.
A hallway, not, but they lied to the rescue and told them they had a room for me. No, they didn't. I said, take me home. Are you going to leave me in a hallway where you get the elevators at?
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back home, Joyce. And thank you so much for informing me.
My caregiver, he was at the hospital. He met them and all, you know. He was there. Leafy was there at the hospital.
Okay, thank you so much. So I'm going to go ahead and confirm yesterday's visit and finish this report as well.
Yeah,
thank
okay,
you and take
you know
care.
What they did, because when I called medical alert and I left, because I told them, and they said they left you in the hallway upstairs. I said, yes. And then and I said they lied to the rescue and told them they had a room for me. No, they didn't. Like, I supposed to be in the hallway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joyce. I'm going to continue working on this, and, well, thank you. Hope you have a great day today.
Oh, okay, because you know what? And see what they do. See, these things that these people do. If you're not aware, just like I get these scam calls, you know, we're from all over. Want to get? I said no. And then when you hang up, and I redial that number, do you know what it'll tell you? Oh, this number is not insert. They scam calls.
Hmm.
Ma'am, you know I've been getting them for over 2-3 years, and I'm sick of it. Verizon does nothing about it. None of them do anything about these scam calls.
Well, if you like, you can save my number because I'm your coordinator for Family First, so I do need reach out to you sometimes.
Yeah, and see, and Johnny gave me number. I got another coordinator, too. His name is Jeremiah Huggins.
Oh, well, that must be from your insurance company, but I'm calling you from
home care.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was telling them, like, you know, because I needed a hospital bed because of my back, you know, and then see what we found out, right? Like, you know how you go to the bathroom? And I'm wondering, you know, why is... I've been noticing after I got the colonoscopy done in 24, right? And so when 25 came, all right, and I noticed things. I said, why is this so hard? It won't come out, right? And it takes so long. And then that's when, you know, I'd had them to take a picture of it in the back. Don't you know it was coming out another way? And that's why, and see, I had my children at University of Penn, okay, 35, I ain't been there in 35 years, because they stole one of my babies. And like, she was born 1989, December 9th, 1989, and they're going to say she passed away in March or 1990. Come to find out, when I went to Georgia about 7-8 years later, and they said, Mrs. Woodley, look right here in the right-hand corner of the computer. It said, Brittany Joyce Marie Jackson Woodley lives in Voorhees, New Jersey. And so Senator Hardy Williams took her case. My senator died about a year later, and they named Shaw Junior High after him. And then, you know, because my funeral director kept asking, George, how do you know Senator Hardy Williams? And then I told him, then he said, you know, he said, I was his undertaker. I said, you was? He said, yeah. Right, and then see the one with cerebral palsy, Mayor Nutter. He did her case. He was the mayor twice in Philadelphia. He took her cases. Like he said, he never been to a private school for children with cerebral palsy. And he asked me the name of the school. I said, HMS, it comes Home of the Merciful Savior. They bring her home every day. They come pick her up in the morning. She had a nurse and all of that, you know. And then so he said, I never heard of that school before, Miss Woodley. And then one day he must have took a tour. He called me. He said, Miss Woodley, this man Nutter. He said, you know, he said they gave me a tour at Tanisha School. I didn't tell him I knew the mother and Tanisha go to the school. And he said they had paintings and they picked out two. He said, you don't know who paint these until they get into whatever position they until they get to their destination. Then you pull the back of the tape off and they'll give you the name of what person drawing this picture. He said, Mrs. Woodley, he said, we bought two paintings. They $25 a piece. He said, you're not going to believe this. He said, do you know all both of them was Tanisha Woodley? I never told him.
Joyce, I'm
he
sorry.
Was
so sorry to cut you off, but I do need to finish the report.
Okay.
But thank you so much for the information, though. I will be calling you back if I have any further questions.
Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you, and take care. Hope
All
you have
right.
a great day.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.